All the Supreme Court did is said that if a government approves unmitigated private development that the government is substantially certain will cause downstream flooding, when that downstream flooding occurs, the owners of the flooded property have a takings claim against the government. Pretty simple. So we now have a tort of inadequate regulation. Seems to have gotten a lot of attention from a lot of people, so we're going to talk about that a little bit. Our panel is divided between public sector, private sector, and an engineer. And the engineer is going to explain to us how drainage really works. And I tell you what, it's pretty complex, pretty darn complex. This case has gotten a lot of attention. A lot of people are worried about the consequences of the case and the expansion of liability to governments beyond the area of drainage. Now, Truman and I are from Houston, and we've had a recent experience with flooding. And so I'm going to share with you what happens when there's widespread flooding. And I can tell you, there's two things that happen. Number one, everybody's an expert about why it flooded. And number two, there is a big time blame game going on, and the people want it stopped. So, welcome to Houston. So the first thing that the Chronicle says is development in the Katy Prairie out west of Houston, and it seems like it's flooding all the time.